hands-on with your homies. You can't be just a voice. You can't be the nigga that be like, I told you. Sometimes if you love that nigga, man, and he really got the potential, you gotta put your hands on it. Come on, man, going to school, bro. Taking you, going in there, I'm enrolling you, I already paid for it. All you gotta do is go and pass, yo.
Right.
Taking you there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's a homie. It's worth it. You gotta do more than just talk. Because that shit'll go through one ear and out the other, especially if it's a street nigga. They got their mind made up.
Mm.
But you could do that. You could make changes if you really want to. You go put your hands on your man. You ain't gotta fight him. You just gotta put him in a position, a real one. Stop putting money in their hands knowing that they gonna go get a key. That ain't helping him, man. That's not helping your man, bro. It's putting him in the fucking hole. There's no winning to that shit. We already seen it. It's cool to talk about rap and all that shit. It's cool to rap on and you look like the cool guy. But at the end of the day, the feds always catch you. Who got away with this shit, man? Give me five people. You be in here thinking all fucking day.
And if they, we don't know if they ain't get caught yet. We don't know them niggas.
We don't know yet, man. They all got caught from Nicky Barnes, Alpo, like anybody major you want to name that dealt in the drug business, Big Meech. Any of these guys, man, these guys get caught, man. At the end of the day, every time.
Rick Ross. And they was giving them the.
Mad at they giving it to us. That's the setup. That's the line. That's the lineup. Even though everybody lying right about now, we still all together on one accord. We all still want to stop the violence to some sort. We all screaming that. At least we conscious of the fact that it's a lot of shit going on, and we want to end to come to it. Even though I don't think everybody believes so. All
right.
I think some people say that for views and comments and likes. And I think some people do genuinely want it to stop happening. I know Instagram is addictive.
Right.
It's another kind of drug. But as far as our purpose, I think we all serve it. Whether we want to or not. And then once we finish, it's over. Page called No Gun Zone. You feel me? That's not normal. Like, that's not good.
Right.
Even though that page is beneficial, and I thank whoever the guy is that have it, I thank them for having that page because it's informative. But that's how used to this shit we is, man. That it's a social media site. They got a page that just talk about niggas getting knocked off, and it's a different story every single day.
But you gotta think.
I'm trying to think.
Now I'm gonna bring me back up.
Bring it.
10 seconds on the news, and some of them wasn't even making it. I remember when some of them ain't make it to the news.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go to the paper or on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good in that sense that he's bringing light to it.
No Gun Zone?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's I appreciate it. The page, that's for it. Sure. Yeah. No, I'm with that. I'm with his movement. I agree with you. I'm with his movement. I'm just saying that human-wise...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He should have his... He should have his focus. I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm... telling him, like, yo, you should be doing something else. But I'm saying he shouldn't be focusing on no fucking gun violence. It's that he forced to because of the dumb shit that's going on constantly. He forced to bring this to our awareness. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And he shouldn't have to be forced to do that.
And right. do he have
He
some,
should be promoting whatever
like,
he want
to
promote.
Do with the,
shit like that.
The police, or he really, like, a concern citizen of Philadelphia. That's
me?
What I want to know.
The guy from the gun zone?
Do he got something to do with
it? I personally feel like that's real. I personally feel like he genuinely cares about the city. I think so. Because he don't have to put his time and effort into this shit.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to make it clear that I ain't trying to, I'm not, how I'm structuring the way I'm saying it, I'm not saying like, man, he should be doing this. He shouldn't be putting that shit in. No, I'm saying he should be focusing on something else, but because of this shit and the fact that ain't nobody else going to do it, he got to put his energy here.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's I don't think that's fair for him. I don't think that's fair for him. He might got some shit going on that he wanna promote to the core.
Mm-hmm.
But that's much more important.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
And once something start rolling, you know motherfuckers sending that shit in. He like, dang, another joint.
Yeah, I appreciate that page. I don't want nobody to get it fucked up, man. Like, we need that page. We need to see that. That's because we need to see our reality.
Right.
You know what I mean? Somebody need to hold that mirror. And that's what that boy doing from No Gun Zone. He holding a mirror in niggas' faces like, look, this is what you doing to your brother, yo. You doing this right here every single day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it ain't mean, miss a heartbeat. That boy pages be filled up.
I don't know if they happy about it, like
people in the streets creating the content.
But I know they seeing them. Yeah. People really think what they do don't matter.
Yeah.
That shit matters.
I don't know. What if like getting on No Gun Zone is like a trophy or something?
Yeah, that's how I was thinking. Like the young niggas look at it like, nigga, the more niggas you can put on it.
But that shit.
They wanna be known for shooting shit up.
I fuck with that bull for putting that No Gun Zone thing together, man. He was a genius for that, man.
It's some niggas who wanna be known. Young niggas who wanna be known for hitting shit.
But it's so crazy because I believe the Philadelphia police got an Instagram.
Yeah, they do.
What the fuck is they doing?
Following niggas and watching they shit and jumping on the ass. A lot of niggas is getting booked from this gram shit, man.
Damn.
A lot of niggas. But the police is tied into the corruption. They corrupt they fucking self. They corrupt on they goddamn self. They got their own program going on. That's the main reason why I want us outside of people, parents losing their children and shit like that.
Right.
I really want us to come together and put that shit to the side because the police got a whole nother kind of plan for us. Like, that ain't got nothing to do with what we talking about. Like, that side of the world, the government and all that, they got a whole nother plan. And they just falling back, watching us knock each other off. They ain't even got to work so hard.
Right.
2018, they put a little overtime in with the police killings and shit like that. But they don't really got to put too much work in. They just falling back, letting us do it. Mm-hmm. And then when it become enough that they can control us, enough of us that they can control us, because there's too many of us right now, so they can't control us. But when it hit that number to where they can control us and all of that, they going to have us all over again. We going to repeat the 1800s. But we got to come together and defeat that army. We got to come together and say, fuck everybody on that side.
That's why people should go out and see the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Once you go travel and see new shit, that shit goes.
The police make it well known that it's us against them.
Wait, so is y'all saying, are you saying we killing ourselves? When we get down to a certain amount, they gonna make their plan to try to turn this back to the 1800s. So
it's a control thing. You know you can't control a lot of people.
Right. But if it gets to a certain amount, you endangered species.
Yeah.
Sorry. What you going to do?
You can control how I move. You can control. See, right now, we free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. The laws and shit like that they don't give us is the things that imprison us, that enslave us. But we got to start accepting it. responsibility. Right. Stop doing shit to go to fuck the jail. Mm-hmm. Stop, man. Stop. Just stop. And then we ain't gonna have so many arguments about being treated unjust. Right. You can't go bust somebody ass and get caught and go to jail talking about, oh, I don't like my mat. I don't like that the toilet and the sink connected to it. Like, what? Man, you can't do it. Stop going to jail thinking that you gonna get treated equal. Stop going to jail. You don't have to no more. This America, it's too many different ways, man. It's too many different ways to get money. This America, this the land of the free. You can sell socks. You can sell t-shirts and get at it. You wanna know what? Niggas will laugh at you for selling hangers or something. But it's a store out here that sell only hangers, and that motherfucker a millionaire. And his store be jumping. Just like it's whoever make them thank you bags that you got right now is a fucking millionaire. It's our minds that small that laugh at our people for shit.
And
that shit,
nothing to me.
If a cheap.
You ready to laugh at me for selling chips? Because I sell potato chips and candy and shit, but you don't laugh at the corner store ever. And they sell the same shit.
Right.
You never laugh at the corner store. But the minute I pick up some chips and some candy, I'm the fucking joke.
I think corner stores gonna go out of business, bro.
They ain't never going out of business. Long as they can make a hoop. They're never going out of business. Long as they can make a cheesesteak platter, and as long as that bitch street. Block talk, we talking on the block!